the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome to the first day of the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. I am so excited that we have set aside this time to just meet together every day during this Advent season and spend some time adventuring together in this adventure of Christmas. Today I have a special guest with me. I'm going to let her introduce herself. What is your name, ma'am?
Molly.
And Molly, how old are you?
5.
And is this your first time being on the podcast?
I think second. We don't know.
We'll have to go back and look. I don't remember either, but I'm so glad that you are with me today and that you're going to be my first guest on this adventure of Christmas. As you will see in your adventure books, the actual curriculum does not start until December 1st, but we wanted to use the entire Advent time, which starts on that Sunday, 11/27, to just kind of introduce and talk about why we're doing this. So today, this is our welcome podcast. Can you say welcome to the adventure of Christmas, Miss Molly?
Welcome to the adventure of Christmas.
I love it. I think we're going to have a really fun time over the next couple of days, just exploring what the Lord is going to do to show us how to prepare our hearts and what he wants us to learn about him. So with that, Molly, I am wondering, can you just open us in prayer? Can you open our adventure in prayer? Can you pray for us that the Lord would just teach us about himself?
Sure.
Thanks.
Jesus, thank you for this day. I mean, this afternoon, And thank you that we get to all do this. Maybe other people don't right now, but we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. So our listeners, we're just excited. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about our theme for the Christmas season, which is glory. And what that has to do about the adventure of Christmas. But first, as we're going to be spending a lot of time in God's Word and reading different passages, I just wanted Molly to kind of share with us her expert opinion of why do we study God's Word? Can you tell me what
Because it's a special book.
Okay. What makes it a special book?
Because all the worlds are true.
I love that. And so we have this special book. All of the words are true. What happens when we read God's Word?
I can't really read, but sometimes I just try and see if there's any popcorn words.
Popcorn words.
And I just try and find them and match them up.
That's good. I like popcorn words. It's a good reading tool. And that's actually one of the reasons we value reading so much is that we learn to read so that we can read God's word for ourselves. So right now, you have gotten to listen to other people read God's word to you, right? Or like at church on Sunday, people teach it to you. And so you're watching how they're reading God's word and how they're sharing it with you. But as you are learning to read, you're going to be able to read the very words of God yourself. And that's a pretty cool opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons as Christians, we value education, we value reading so much, is because we're like, yeah, Molly, I want you to be able to make sure that everything that we're saying is true, that you get to go back to God's word because it is a place that actually can correct our hearts. It can teach our hearts. It can encourage our hearts. And when we learn about God and who he is, and we learn about who you are in light of that, it can change your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is your favorite thing about reading the Bible? Like, what do you enjoy? Is there a favorite story? Is there a favorite thing about Jesus? What do you think?
Well, there's this page. It's green, and it's one of those scrolls.
One of the scrolls?
Mm-hmm. And there's, a parrot on it, and it's red, and it's cute. And there's, these little boxes. Uh-huh. I don't know what they're for, but I just like looking at them. It reminds me of God's word.
Oh, I love it so much. Do you know when I was little, I had something, it was called a Precious Moments Bible, and I remember doing the same thing. I would just flip through and look at the pictures, and I'd be like, oh my goodness, I think that one is about that story, right? And that person looks so kind, and how Jesus looks so kind. And so you're saying that there's this picture, you're going to have to send me a picture of that picture so I can see it for myself too, of a parrot sitting on a scroll. Oh, I'm so excited to see it. And you feel like that just makes you tender towards the God's word. You're like, oh, that's just a beautiful picture. It draws me in, right? As people have read the Bible to you, and as people have talked to you about the Bible, what is something that you have come to love about Jesus?
Well, since he died on the cross for our sins, and he rose from the dead in 3 days.
What does that have to do with you?
Well, it just like makes me happy that he rose from the dead.
Mm-hmm. When he rose from the dead, what did he do for you?
Well, he like made me happy. Mm-hmm. And
did he take your sins?
Yep.
Did he give them all back to you? Was he like, oh, no, sorry, Molly. I need you to take all your sins and pay for them yourself. Or was he like, you know what? I'm going to rise from the dead. I'm going to defeat death. And I'm going to take all your sins for you.
Yes, that did happen.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to carry around your sins and be like, oh, I feel so awful that I just did that?
No.
No, because he took them for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so one of my favorite things about Jesus is the same thing, is that he took our sins. He died on the cross. He rose again, like you said, after how many days?
3.
Mm-hmm. And he took your sins for you, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. And so one of the things that we are studying this Christmas, and our theme for decorating and just for Christmas, is this concept of glory. And as I was researching this word, do you feel like you can define the word glory at all? Like, when you think of the word glory, what do you think about?
Like, it's like shining God's word all around.
Oh, I love that so much. And that is such a good picture of glory. It's shining, and it's like his word is like all around. His truth is all around. And so the Hebrew word, which we use for glory in the Old Testament, has this like simple meaning. Actually, it actually means something is heavy. Isn't that kind of weird?
Mm-hmm.
It means something is like full of weight. And the way that they were using it is that when we're talking about glory, or we're talking about God's glory, it's like he has this like weight. He has this beautiful, shining, like weight to him. And it's used in everyday speech to kind of express that person has like worth. They have ideas of importance and greatness and honor and splendor and power. And so when we're talking about God, it's like he has this weight to him. He has this like shining glory all around him. It can kind of sometimes be confusing because how it should be absolutely understood, but it's just this beautiful word that can mean a lot of different things. It has kind of like a wide range, but it is just this sense of beauty, of weight, of all of these different things. So if you were to see God's glory, what do you think you'd think about it?
When he rose from the dead and he like got our sins away.
Mm-hmm.
It made me happier.
Mm-hmm.
That he took away our sins and now I don't feel so bad.
Mm-hmm. And so that kind of like makes your heart feel bright, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes it feel like he's shining his light in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so glory really refers to the brightness of God's own person and his presence. And God's glory was so like dazzling, so beautiful, so overwhelming and heavy and weighty, that do you know that we can't look on God's glory. The only person who's seen it is Moses, and he only got to see the back of his glory. And it's something that was just absolutely stunning, just absolutely made him stop in his tracks. What would you say is the most beautiful, like, gorgeous thing you've ever seen?
God.
God? Yeah. Do you feel like you've seen God?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? Where have you seen God?
Well, I haven't really saw him, but mm-hmm. I know he's there.
Right.
For me, always.
Yeah. What does he do for you? Is that valuable that he's there for you always? Or is it just kind of like annoying? Or is it like make you feel at peace? Like, what does it make you feel that you know he's there for you always?
It makes me feel happy.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of happiness going on, girlfriend.
I'm excited.
And excited. What do you think it'd feel like if you forgot that he was with you? What do you think it'd feel like to live this life and not have him with you?
Sad.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't know.
I think I'd feel lonely. I think I'd feel a lot more scared because I'd feel like, oh no, who's going to take care of me, right? Who's going to watch over me? So I hope that on our adventure to Christmas that you begin to see the glory of the Lord. For whatever that looks like for your story, whatever that looks like for your family, that is this heaviness, it is this brightness that you begin to see his importance, his greatness, his honor, his splendor, his power on display for you. We cannot see the fullness of the glory of Jesus, the fullness of the glory of God until we get to heaven. But we pray that you can begin to see that it is dazzling, it is shining all around you, and it is bringing a light into your life this Christmas season. And so, Molly, I have a couple questions for you. What would you say you are looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
I know that it's Jesus' birthday because
mm-hmm.
he was born on it, I think.
You're correct. Is that what you're looking forward to most, or is there something about the day that you're looking forward to most?
Well, I have 12 more days until I'm getting a birthday doll.
Ooh.
It may not come on there, but it might come at Halloween or Christmas, maybe.
Okay, so there's a certain doll that you're looking forward to, and you're hoping that between now and Christmas that this doll enters your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Okay. Can you tell me about a favorite adventure that you have been on?
I have one too. I think you know about it.
Okay.
Family camp.
Ooh, okay. What do you like to do there? What adventures?
Well, like, I remember a time that we found, like, the daisy things, rocks, the light rocks.
Yes.
The purple, like
mm-hmm.
old.
The glow-in-the-dark rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Uper lights. If people haven't seen those before and they want to go Google it, can you tell them what do those look like?
They look like colored rocks,
mm-hmm.
but they're shining.
Yeah. So under a black light, these certain rocks, they are primarily orange, almost like they have a fire glowing inside of them. And they can be a little purple also, maybe like little spots of red. And so tell me about these rocks. What did we have to do to find them?
It's better in the dark
mm-hmm.
because it shines and you can know where they are. They're a certain type of rock. They're like these gray rocks underneath,
yep.
they might have crystal on them, but then there's like purple on the outside. It makes it shine so you can find it easier.
Yep. So you have to go when it's dark. So we had to be like, were we tired?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you tired?
No.
Oh, okay. So we had to go in the dark and we had to take a black light. And we had to shine it all the pebbles on the beach and all the rocks. And we had to be like, which one is going to shine? And so that was quite a fun adventure. What's your favorite thing about going on adventures?
Well, because you get to maybe find like cool jewelry things.
Okay. And what is your least favorite thing about going on adventures?
Well, because like you might get hurt or you might get tired in like the very beginning or very last bit and you're still driving.
Yeah.
And like, I'm so tired.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I still have to do this, but I'm so tired. Yep, that's truth.
And you're so hungry.
Oh, tired and hungry. They're hard things on adventures.
And
that's
thirsty.
Truth. And thirsty. Oh, yes. So I hope that our listeners, as they go on the adventure of Christmas, we should make sure that we always have snacks before we're doing our Bible reading, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Should we ever read the Bible hungry? Probably not if we don't have to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we should be looking forward to be able to be strong and doing it even when we're tired. Because sometimes our adventure's fun even when you're tired, but you decide to have a good attitude about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are. And so what encouragement would you have for our adventures this Christmas?
Well, I am looking forward to I want an American Girl doll set, but without a doll because I'm going to get that one, I think, before Christmas.
Mm.
It's in 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it.
Mm-hmm. So then you're looking forward to having her accessories. Yeah. Any encouragements that you have for our friends as they begin their adventure of Christmas, as they begin to listen to our podcast throughout Advent, as they begin to read God's word, what would you like to encourage them with?
Well, I have this friend and mm-hmm. he wants a Play-Doh set and a popcorn set.
Mm-hmm.
And he does want, I think his name's Emmett. He's at my school.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably already gone by now.
Yeah.
That's all I really know.
Got it. Well, I have some encouragement for our friends as we set out on this adventure. My hope is that we continue to keep our eyes on Jesus and that the whole time that we are studying this, we will see the glory of the Lord shining all around us. And so part of our hope for Village Kids this year is that we would see the face of Jesus shine into the stories of each of our students and our families. And that is our hope continually throughout this Advent adventure that we're on together, that we would see Jesus work. We would see him drawing students closer to himself and that he would show us his love. Molly, would you close us in prayer for today?
Sure. Jesus, thank you for this day. Please help us to have a beautiful day and a beautiful time that we might be at church doing our podcast some days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Can you close today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.